Welcome to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. My name is Brandi Gilmore, and after recovering from my own life-changing injury, it's become my mission to share with others the same discoveries I made that changed my health and my entire life. Our minds are truly incredible. The placebo is proof of this. Each week, I will take this simple awareness to a whole new level. I will even coach live callers to free themselves of physical pain using only their mind. And then I'll provide you with a combination of practical and spiritual insights that you can use to master your mind, your emotions, and your energy to help you heal your health, yourself, and your life. Let's begin. Hello and welcome. It is so wonderful to connect with you. You know, I want to start by saying that you guys are the best podcast listener tribe ever, and I just love you guys. So thank you. And I'll explain why I'm saying that. I mean, there are honestly so many reasons why I love you guys, and the messages that you guys send in are just awesome, and there's more to it. And today I want to share with you an update from our volunteer from last week's episode, where we did episode number 104 and 105, where I was working with the healer, and there were a lot of sensitive things that came to the surface. And there were so many responses that I got from this episode. And I have to say, you know, every episode gets a lot of different responses. And many times it's, you know, people having epiphanies or people falling in love with the volunteer and saying, oh my God, that inspired me, or that helped me, or I love that, or that touched my heart, or that made me smile or laugh, or, you know, all of these things. And the episodes from 104 and 105, they were a bit sensitive. There were some messages and responses and sensitivities to it on so many different levels. I mean, I had doctors who reached out who said, oh my God, we really, really needed that episode. Thank you so much. I had healers who reached out that said, oh my God, I've been feeling the same way on the inside. Thank you so much for helping me to see that. This is just incredible. Thank you to Andrea. So there was that. There were some people who reached out who had some sensitivity for her. They said, oh my God, is she okay? Are her feelings hurt at all from the episode? So we're going to talk about that also. You know, there's some sensitivities that came up for people. And also, she sent in an email from a follow-up after the episode came out. So we're going to talk about that as well, where she is, and I'll share that with you. So a lot of different things. And of course, at the end, we'll talk about some insights from this that you can use to implement in your own life to continue to expand your heart, your mind, your healing, and your consciousness. So I love that. And that's where we're going today. And by the way, I have to say, this episode is divine timing in so many ways. And I want to share why that is. It's kind of interesting how it all unfolded. I mean, it unfolded better than I could have planned it personally. I mean, it just was beautifully done in that, you know, as I mentioned, there were some people that said, oh my gosh, you know, were Andrea's feelings hurt at all or anything like that? And to speak to that for a moment, I want to provide you with a bit of an example from episode actually 103. So just divine timing. If you recall, at the end of episode number 103, there was the beautiful volunteer Sue who was teaching art at a university and just a beautiful, beautiful being. And at the end of the episode, I asked her if she wanted to change her name. And I always do that at the end if there's some vulnerability. And there was some vulnerable feelings that came up for her. And when I asked her, she said no, because she just wanted to really embody the message that it's okay to not be perfect. And I loved that. That was so beautiful that I left that whole segment in. So that's at the end of episode number 103. Now, the most important thing from each episode is just that the information is correct. You know, it doesn't matter if I change the name to something else. And so that was perfect because I mentioned that at the end of episode number 103, because I never want anybody to feel embarrassed or humiliated or to have a negative experience. I mean, that's not going to be healing for them, and that's not going to be helpful for anybody else. And so to that point, if you recall episode number 104 and 105, I mentioned on those episodes that I don't normally take healers on, and that the only reason that I worked with Andrea is just because after my team told her no, she asked, and she asked, you know, if she could just please come on. And so I told her that she could, but that there was a chance, knowing that she's a healer, that it was something around healing. And I also told her that the only way that she could come on was if she changed her name, so I didn't have to worry about her being upset in any way, and that I didn't have to hold back, but I could just freely speak and share with her the things that I saw that needed to change for her to be able to start healing. And so my point being is that for anybody who was concerned that it might have hurt her feelings or humiliated her in any way, shape, or form, that is definitely not the case. She actually chose the name Andrea even before I talked to her. She arrived to our podcast session with that name ahead of time, so she chose that. So that's all in the clear. And also, as I just mentioned, she sent in an email follow-up since the episode, and I'm going to go ahead and share that with you. But she just really, she has so much gratitude, and she's so beautiful. I mean, you're just going to love her even more. I'm just warning you ahead of time. She's so beautiful, and she's so grateful, and she's talking about, you know, happy tears of gratitude for the session and for the connection and all of that. So, I mean, just beautiful, and she's still working on things. So there's an update, and there's progress, and there's still work to be done. So I'm going to share that with you as well, and some insights from that that you can apply to your own life. Because again, it makes it easier to share since, you know, that's not, her real name is not Andrea from Czechoslovakia, it's something else. And so it makes it easier just to also continue to share as well, because there's some progress that she's made, and there are also a couple stuck spots that I'm going to share with you that will also, of course, help her out as she listens to this episode as well. So I love that, and just know that I would never, ever bring anybody on to embarrass them. And if you saw some of the things that I've done before to change somebody's name after the fact, so they did feel comfortable with it, I've definitely done that before and had, you know, extra editing done on something to make sure to change a name so everybody felt comfortable and great about releasing it. And I've also not aired a few episodes for that reason. For example, in one case, there was a person who was cheating on their spouse, and that came up. Or even in another one, there was a guy who was sleeping with a married woman. And in that situation, there was a lot of different things. I mean, he had told all of his friends and family and siblings and everybody that he was going to be on. So then he had everybody listening. And it just, even if we changed his name, wouldn't have gone over well. And so it just, multiple things came up. And, you know, just some others that just felt really too sensitive, then we just didn't release it. And so just wanting to, again, reassure you that she's happy and wonderful and fabulous and really actually in a better place than she was. And of course, still working on making progress. And that's where she is. And speaking of which, if I just head over to the email thread here real quick, basically, in short, I'm just going to kind of summarize it. It's a little bit long, just the summary of it. Basically, somebody from my team reached out and said, hey, we just want to make sure you got your episode is live, and we want to check in with you, et cetera, et cetera. So that outreach was done to her. She responded back and said, I'm taking in everything very slowly just because of my sensitive response. And she responded that, you know, she's working on the tools every day as much as she can. And she said, you know, she feels even more different than she did at the time of the podcast in a good way. So she's making progress, and that's awesome. And if you remember, you know, she was starting to connect with that sweetness of life coming in. So that's part of even what she had tapped into during the podcast. And that comes up, she mentions that again as we go. But, you know, in this first email, she says her blame towards others has decreased, so she's working on that. And she also said, you know, thank you so much for asking. And she also just reiterated and she said, thank you so much for taking me on as a volunteer. Even though I know you don't normally take on healers, thank you so much. And it was really, really sweet. Then I jumped into the email thread and I told her basically in short that I was glad that she's working on processing everything and that she's taking her time and that she's just really lovely. And I also asked her and told her I would love to share on the podcast that she's working on things and making progress and that she's just taking it slow. And I asked her if that was okay to share. And I told her that the reason I asked is just because some people didn't know her name was changed and they were a bit concerned that she might be embarrassed and et cetera, and that I wanted to share the information, and also that there were many, many people who reached out that said it really helped them so much. It helped them to process, and it was exactly what they needed. And that I had so much respect for her, and it was all divine timing. And it was just this really beautiful email back to her, just because so many people got so much out of the episode, that there were other healers that were off too, and I mean, just a lot of things. And her response back was just really beautiful. And she responded, and her response, and I'll go ahead and read the email to you. It says, wow, your email blew me away in a good way. Yes, of course, you can share anything from my email. And also, I would like to thank all of the people who were either concerned or receiving insights from my session. I love that it stirred up so much in them. That's how we grow, right? So I love that she said that, just beautiful. And she goes on to say, thank you so much for everything. You have been so generous. Honestly, I have never met a healer that cares so much for clients as you do, except for me, although I was doing it from a very hurt and needy place. Anyways, thank you very much, Brandy, once again for all your support and caring heart. I have tears in my eyes now when I feel this gratitude for you. You know why? Because I kind of lost my hope that there are such loving people here on earth, and you prove it wrong. And that actually brings tears to my eyes in a beautiful, beautiful way, and chill bumps actually also, but just in a sweet, sweet way. I have to tell you, I just love this woman and will continue to call her Andrea, and I love it. And she also went on further in her email to talk about some of the physical things as well, where she mentioned, you know, I have to really take it slowly because of how sensitive my body and nervous system is. I noticed that if I push too much healing, the body gets numb or weakness. And when I stop and take my time, especially enjoying myself and looking for that sweetness of life, the numbness and the weakness releases. And so this is what I want to unpack even more, because there are some really powerful insights in this. You know, first and foremost, she's getting it, you know, but it's not perfect. But that is good. You know, if you think about episode number 103, that's the same thing I mentioned to her, Sue, at the very end, was, you know, just to work on it and to decide. And that's what happens all of the time, is that on these episodes, you know, I'll coach somebody to release their pain or create that shift. And then it's always about making sure that they reinforce it and really work with it to get it in the subconscious mind and to create that shift all of the way. So I love that, and she's working on it right now. And that leads to the second insight, and it's this. It's that if you recall, other than the energy from, you know, the healing work and all of that, which we're going to talk a bit about even more, but there were two other patterns that came up for her. And one was a feeling of blaming others, and the other one was feeling so angry that she could just scream. And I love her self-awareness on those. I mean, she was able to see those both very clearly, and she has been working on them. And on email, when we went back and forth on email, one thing that came up for her that she mentioned is that without the anger, she feels weak, like a doormat. And when you stop and think about it for a moment, nobody really wants to feel weak and like a doormat. That doesn't feel safe. But you don't want to take your feelings of strength and derive them from anger. You know, you don't want your strength to be composed of anger and that's how you have strength. Instead, you want to feel a sense of feeling powerful in positive emotions, just feeling confidence, feeling strong, feeling good. And not only that, but the other thing is that if you're feeling like a doormat, then you want to also look at that pattern as well. Meaning this, if I told you that I always had to get very angry to protect myself from people trying to hit me with a bowling ball, you might wonder why I was attracting so many people who were trying to hit me with a bowling ball, right? And so I know, silly analogy, but my point being is that you want to look at it in both directions. And so if you notice yourself holding on to a pattern that feels like it's protecting you from another pattern, then you'll want to look at both of those and unfold that even more and also create a new norm of feeling safe without it. Meaning this, that even today I worked with a brilliant man who has been feeling guilt for many years in his life. And as I worked with him to really shift it, he felt empty without it. Like he felt like it wasn't okay to not be guilty. And so part of the work I did with him was actually making his nervous system feel like it was safe. It was okay for him to just not feel guilty. And so bringing this all together, point being is that part of the thing that can happen with something like anger is there can be this feeling of feeling strength in the anger, like she's experiencing, that then makes it so you don't really want to let go of the anger all of the way because there's a part of you that wants to feel strong. You know, so that's one piece. And the other piece is, you know, if you feel like you have to be angry to protect yourself, you want to look at those patterns of attraction. And of course, not blame yourself, but look at them to notice what's attracting in life. And, you know, if you think about it, we've talked about the unfortunate stereotype, and you've probably heard me say this a million times by now, just because I use it as a simple example, an unfortunate example, but well-known one, that a woman with an abusive father can then attract more of the same and continue that same pattern. And so if in that situation, the woman said, well, I keep attracting abusive men, so I need to get boxing gloves, I would say to her, you know, honey, I know this hurts and I know you want to protect yourself. And part of that isn't necessarily getting boxing gloves. Part of it is also healing this wound on the inside so you're not attracting these painful situations. And so you want to ultimately really look at that and notice what it is that you're attracting in life, because it can make it feel very hard to change the pattern itself if it feels like it's protecting you from something else in your life, like another pattern. And I know that this is a bit complex, but it's also very powerful. And so what I want to say as far as the complexity goes is just very simply, you'll want to make sure that it feels safe to let go of whatever pattern that you're holding on to, that negative one. That is key for lasting results. And, you know, she mentioned that she makes progress with the anger, but then it comes back and all of that. And so that's the place that she's really going to want to embody and really transform and take in that transformation in her life. So that is important. Now, third, I mentioned that I wanted to speak to the healing part just a bit more because unfortunately, or fortunately, it really is divine timing. And I had a lot of people that were medical professionals and doctors and pharmacists and a variety of people reaching out saying, thank you so much for speaking to this. And also a lot of healers, again, just saying, you know, they realize that this has been a stuck spot for them and it's been a frustrating spot because even a lot of healers, they really want to help people. Most people who are doing healing want to help. And what is unfortunately happening is a lot of these people who want to be healers are buying programs and buying certifications. And so they do all these certifications and ultimately they're being misled in not really being able to get the results that they really want to get either. And so I know that some of the healers that message in say, oh my God, thank you for sharing this. And, you know, I've taken this certification and this certification and this certification, and I've been trying and I really want to help people. And I know that it's not really working at the level I would like it to, and I don't understand it, but then my certifications tell me I'm certified to do this, and it's just been so mind-boggling and all of these things. And this is what a lot of the, you know, there's so many different areas of really needing to clean this industry up in a major, major way. You know, if we stop and look at the bigger picture, kind of, I want to speak to the bigger picture for a moment. You know, first and foremost, what I love about quote unquote Andrea is that she was the perfect person to really be able to deliver this message with me from a place of love and sweetness. And I mean, she's just amazing. And also, you know, there are things that she's working on, but just beautiful. And some of the other shadow areas in this industry of healing and all of that have nothing to do with her, but are just areas that really badly need to be cleaned up. You know, kind of to speak to the medical and spiritual and all of that, I mean, if you think about John of God, or now called John of Fraud, you know, the example of the Brazilian healer who was more of a charlatan, but he was acting like a healer and doing all these things. And meanwhile, he sexually abused over 300 women. And unfortunately, when I look at the energy of it, there's a lot more than that that I see. But Netflix just released a film on John of God, or now John of Fraud, as they're calling him. It's not just spiritual healers, but I mean, if you think about priests, if you think about doctors, I mean, there was Larry Nassar, the doctor who sexually abused hundreds of women, and, you know, and priests and USC doctors, and I mean, just all of these doctors and medical professionals and spiritual leaders and all of these things going on. And what's kind of crazy is when you stop and think about it, I mean, Hollywood gets a bad rap for all of this stuff of sexual abuse and, you know, a lot of the hashtag Me Too movement. And there definitely has been a lot in Hollywood. And when you stop and really look at it, between doctors and priests and spiritual healers and John of God and all of these people, you know, unfortunately, I hate to say it, but I see so much more abuse in so many levels in the healing space than I do any other space. And there just needs to be an awareness of not giving up power to other people, anybody, you know. And not only that, just this industry really needs to be cleaned up. And by the way, you know, even if you've listened to episode number 9, you know, my last doctor raped me and took pictures of it. So he's in prison now. And so, you know, when you stop and think about it for a moment, I'm just saying that there's a lot of shadow in a variety of different ways. And what it really comes down to is just making sure to feel empowered and not giving up your power to anybody, not any healer, any person, any priest, any doctor, anybody. You know, it's really about stepping into your power. And that's why, by the way, if you listen to the end of every single episode where I work with somebody to help them shift out of pain, the first thing I always say is, who did that? You did it. I didn't do it. I'm just coaching you. I'm just showing you how to use your mind. You're the one who's doing it. And that's what I always want people to know, is that, you know, I made some awesome discoveries with the mind. That's what I love sharing. And it's not about having power over anybody. It's about everybody feeling empowered. And actually, again, speaking to episode number 9, when I was telling my journey into all of this work, you know, if you've listened to that episode, then you recall that even for the first while when I've had this gift, I didn't even tell anybody about it. I just kind of worked with people with nutrition and was like, you know, did you get your greens? And by the way, if you're experiencing any stress, maybe like anger or something, you may want to clear that. And they would say, oh my God, yeah, I've actually been having a lot of anger. And I would say, well, stress affects the body. Let's talk about that. And so I didn't even tell people that I could feel what they were feeling because it was all weird to me still at that point. And so I didn't really share a lot of it. It wasn't about me. It was about helping others. And that's all I wanted to do was help others. So it wasn't important. So that was many years ago, but that was like the segue that opened everything. And either way, point being is exactly that, is that, you know, if you think about episode number 105, the answers are in you because they are in you. And what I love is that even in talking to quote unquote Andrea from, you know, her episode where she was saying, yes, my ego was really big and she was saying certain things and, you know, it's important to really make sure that if you're doing healing work, it's in great integrity. That's what is so key. And by the way, that's what I kind of started to say as I went into this whole thing about darkness in this field, is that it's time to really clean everything up because we need to make a change. Like, it is time for spiritual healing or mind-body healing or energy healing, whatever you want to call it, empowered healing, to become a bigger part in our world. We need that. And to do that, we need it to be cleaned up. And as far as healers go, as I mentioned on the last episode, I do think that there should be some type of standard. And, you know, if you think about every medication that comes out is tested against the placebo to make sure that it works more than the placebo. And I think that if people are going to be healers, I think that we should all be tested compared to the placebo and make sure that we can get higher numbers better than the placebo, every single one of us. And I think that should be a standard. You know, I think that would help everybody in a positive way. You know, if people can see that there are consistent results. And I think that would set a standard for people to be able to be a healer. Because right now you can go out and get a $200 Reiki master certification, and now you're suddenly a Reiki master, even though you don't actually know how to help people, but you can go get that somewhere. And so it's just, you know, it's crazy. And so point being is that just, again, we just need to clean this up. And by the way, I do want to say that I'm not perfect either. I'm not healing everybody. And even, I got to say, when people call me a healer, I always gently correct that and say, wait a second, first and foremost, I am not a healer. If you read any of my bio stuff, any of my website, you will not see Brandi Gilmore healer anywhere on there because I'm not the healer. You know, everybody is the healer. And so when somebody comes onto the podcast, I give them information and help them shift out of pain. And it's up to them to really reinforce and embody real change. And if they don't, they can go right back into the pain, or maybe part of the pain is cleaned up, but not all the way. It's up to them to really fully embody that change. And it does take effort. And so every single volunteer, right after they finish the session, they get the episode right away so they can start listening to it and ingraining it, because I want them to get that information in. And I have to say, there's actually a woman that I worked with several years ago, maybe 5-6 years ago now, and she had lung cancer. And I loved this woman like she was my mother. I loved her so much. I just wanted her to get better. And I really tried with everything I could, and I couldn't force her to change. So technically, when I'd work with her, she could get her oxygen levels back up, and she could get to breathing better, and she could get pain gone, and it was awesome. But she didn't reinforce it and really put the level of effort needed to making that shift consistent. She had a lot of mixed emotions about a variety of things. And even though she made progress, she would go back and she made progress and then she would go back, and she never really fully gave it the effort that needed. And in short, despite every bit of effort that I put forth, I couldn't make her change. And, you know, even though she was able to prolong her life and start feeling, you know, lifted at times and getting rid of pain at times, and, you know, she transitioned and she didn't make it. And I have to say, the whole family, I just loved the whole family so much. And I would have just loved for her to make it, but I couldn't do it for her. And so Point being is a few things from this is first and foremost, you're the power and I'm not the power in healing anybody else. I just love to share what I discovered and what I learned to help people to get results. And secondly, I can't help 100% of everybody heal. You know, it is up to each person. I can show people and it still takes their effort. You know, you can't force anybody to change. And so that is key. And on that note is number three, which is never let anybody take your power. Real healing has to do with you stepping into your power and feeling more confident, feeling more alive, feeling safer in life, like really embodying a transformation. That is true healing inside and out. And I can't tell you how often in this healing space that I see people who are unfortunately pretending to be psychic. I see people who are pretending to know how to heal or even saying that they do, or even people who feel insecure or even are, you know, saying that they created something when they didn't. I mean, I've seen literally people who are saying they're a healer and stealing Deepak Chopra's work and trying to use that and saying they created it. And I mean, there's so many things, and it's just like a lot of healers really ultimately need to heal on the inside of what is going on. And, you know, unfortunately, most healers still have some type of sickness going on inside of them. And a lot of times it is connected to their healing work in many ways that may not always be obvious. You know, for example, if they're striving for that feeling of power over others, you know, just all kinds of things. And the biggest thing that we need right now to really make this change for all of us, to open this space up even more in this world and get validation to be able to make a bigger difference, to empower more people, the biggest thing we need is just transparency and honesty and no ego about it, but willing to let everybody be empowered. And, you know, when you stop and think about if you looked around the world and everybody was happy and empowered and knowing that they needed to lift their energy and be happy to heal and to create a more amazing life, I mean, that would be beautiful. That would be paradise, you know, like heaven on earth right there is just that. It would just be really incredible. And so on that note, two powerful takeaways that you can take from this episode is first and foremost, we talked about making sure to feel safe to let go of the emotion. And I know that was a bit complex, but you'll want to make sure you genuinely feel that way. Because if it doesn't feel safe to let go of the negative emotion, that negativity, then it's always going to keep coming back. So that's number one. And number two is really to stay in integrity, especially, you know, if you're a healer, making sure that you're in integrity fully, not trying to have power over others, but knowing that others are ultimately the power, even if you're helping them. So I would say that, not only that, but I do have to say, you know, there are a lot of reasons that healers can also have an illness that is not connected to integrity. I just want to say that, you know, it can happen for a variety of different reasons. And all of the time I see it, by the way, for example, even I'll have healers that'll come to me who have a ton of sickness and they just are getting one illness after another and getting worse and worse. And some of the things that I've seen are things like this, like, you know, for example, one woman that came to me, she had it linked up in her subconscious mind that she had the worst illness. And that's because that had been something going on in her life, is that, you know, it was like if somebody had one broken leg, she had two, or if somebody had, you know, been through this accident, she was through that accident 10 times more. So the thing of it is she had that kind of pride and hardship thing going on. Now, the problem was, is that as she continued to work with people who had issues and more issues, it made her subconscious mind want to create more and more problems and more health problems. And so that's what was happening with her, or other people I've seen with major self-sacrifice patterns. And so every time they go to help somebody, then they're also trying to simultaneously, subconsciously sacrifice everything. And so then they end up with more illness. And, you know, just there are so many different reasons that I see in the subconscious mind that illness occurs and manifests. And just the biggest thing that I just want to reiterate is that in your subconscious mind, that you'll want to make sure to truly transform them. And by the way, I have to say that is one of the many gifts of this podcast, really, is just that all of the time there are different patterns that come up that people can relate to that aren't necessarily part of their sickness. So you've probably noticed that if you've listened to past episodes that somebody has said something and you go, oh my God, I have that pattern. I need to clear that. And so the great thing is as you become aware of patterns, then it's wonderful to continue to clear them. And so that said, if you noticed anything of the negative patterns come up for you, I strongly recommend looking at transforming them in your life. Or if you are somebody who was listening to this, who was thinking, you know what, it's really time to be even more empowered in my life, I love that you're thinking in that way, because absolutely, it's that time. And so that said, I have so much respect that you are somebody who is here, who's expanding your mind and your consciousness and your energy and your empowerment. I love it. And if in any way you felt sensitive about these last couple episodes, then remember, it is an opportunity to grow, to feel even more empowered, to feel even more love towards others or compassion towards others, more kindness and support and love to yourself, to really take your health, your happiness, your life to the next level. And so that said, I know this episode was a little unconventional in that I didn't take another volunteer, but I wanted to make sure to address this. And I already just recorded our session for next week to be released. And that's going to be a really fun episode that is going to take us in a completely different direction as far as making changes in life and finding more ease and flow and happiness and love and harmony in life. And so that's where we're going on next week's volunteer episode. So I'm looking forward to that and taking that to the next level. I look forward to seeing you there. Have an incredible rest of your day. Thank you for listening to Heal Yourself, Change Your Life. All of the time, people reach out and say how much these episodes have given them hope or touched their heart or helped them stay positive in hard times or even woken them up to a completely new level of awareness of how amazing we all really are. If today's episode touched your heart or expanded your mind in any way, please do me a favor and be sure to share it with those you care about or those you know who really need it. As more and more people become empowered, it really will change our world for the better. That is the point and the power of these demonstrations, is to create a radical shift in our world consciousness by showing everyone what we are all capable of. And of course, each volunteer will really need to follow through to reinforce their programming to maintain their results. But the point is for you to see that you really can create rapid results in your health and your life if you really understand how to use your mind. You're incredible. And I do want to be clear, though, that most people will not get results this fast on their own. I make it look very easy because of the discoveries that I made. You'll want to remember that there's so much more going on in our minds at a deeper level than people realize. That said, if you want to send me any questions or comments, come visit me on my website at brandygilmore.com/podcast. And if you're currently experiencing physical pain and would like to be a volunteer on the show, you can sign up there as well. Lastly, please remember, if you do have any health issues, you won't want to avoid your doctors. Instead, you'll want to continue seeing them and make it your goal to blow their minds with what you're capable of with your mind. Thank you.